Dr. Vasavi Reddy is a family physician at Community Memorial Hospital in Hicksville, Ohio. Defiance County has had 20 positive cases of the coronavirus and one death reported as of the beginning of this week. Dr. Reddy spoke with WBOI News Director Rebecca Green about how her little group of physicians are weathering the pandemic, with many sources of revenue unavailable.
Dr. Vasavi Reddy, thank you so much for joining us here on WBOI Presents.
Thank you.
Your hospital is completely freestanding, correct? And so there's no, you're not part of a big chain to draw from. So explain to me a little bit about how an independent hospital functions versus like a health system.
Our Community Memorial Hospital in Hicksville is considered a critical access hospital. So because we serve an underserved area and we're rural, it means that if we don't exist, patients in the area have to drive a significant amount to get their routine care and emergency care. So the state helps keep us open, which, you know, by providing the employees with like a state retirement plan and benefits, things like that, so that we can stay open and be there for patients that can't get to care easily.
Is that something that's typical in, would be with like a critical care hospital in Indiana, or is that something that's just typical in Ohio?
No, I think this is, you know, there's different forms of it in Indiana, but there's similar hospitals in small towns in Indiana as well.
And where does your revenue primarily come from in those smaller hospitals?
Family practice. You know, we have a strong family primary care in our hospital. We have 8 family physicians, and all the patients in the area come to us. And then we have 2 surgeons, a general surgeon and an orthopedic surgeon that work for our hospital, and elective surgeries and any emergency surgeries that they do help our hospital revenue. And also when patients are sick, they're in the hospital to stay. And that's where a lot of the revenue comes from.
Obviously, right now, hospitals around the country have canceled elective surgeries and tried to delay procedures and put things off as much as possible, in part to keep the hospital free for patients in the pandemic, but also to keep people out of the hospital for purposes of spread, right?
Yes, exactly. Of course, surgery and our inpatient care brings in more revenue. That's almost gone right now because all elective surgeries are canceled. Our office volume had a sharp decrease recently with patients canceling. And of course, we don't want patients coming in if they don't have to. And so we have a very high number of Medicaid and uninsured patients in the area. We also carry an increasing amount of bad debt, which is patients who do have insurance but have very high deductibles, have a hard time paying their medical bills. And we end up just taking in that burden and forgiving it because we're a critical access hospital and we can't just eliminate patients. They need us, whether they can pay or not.
And if you have a high deductible plan and a higher premium plan, you're likely to come in for care at the very last minute, which makes the bill potentially more expensive because it's going to be more serious, right?
Yes. I mean, they have their preventive care that's completely covered. And I think that definitely people are using that more. They're coming in for their yearly checkups, well visits. But then when something goes wrong and they have to pay that deductible, many are not able to pay.
With COVID-19 and the cancellation of these procedures, when did you start paring down your procedures and access to the family practice, that kind of stuff?
I don't remember the exact date, but I know the Governor DeWine did, when he announced, he made an announcement that, you know, hospitals should stop doing all elective surgeries. And that was the day we canceled everybody and just stopped getting, basically got almost zero revenue from that end. Because we don't really do a lot of emergency surgeries. We don't have trauma and, heart surgeries and major things that would come in anyway.
Has the hospital had to furlough anybody there?
We try not to because, one, unlike most small businesses, can't close, and we can't furlough all our employees to reduce overhead costs. We have to stay open for the community. So we try to just give people cut time, which is reduce their hours. Hopefully they can also benefit from the government's relief fund that should be coming in. But we really did not furlough anybody.
Are they worried at all that they would have to?
We are. We're still kind of taking it one week at a time. We don't know how long this is going to last. So at this point, we're still hanging in there and not having to do that. We don't see that in the future because we are a critical access
right.
hospital. We do get funding from the state, and hopefully the state will eventually help us get mm-hmm. through this period.